nothing about that disease. It's really sad. It is. Like, my college roommate, Denise, freshman year, I was like, Denise, you should go get tested because you're a huge whore. You let your friends know, right? I mean, I thought the freshman 15 was how many dudes you were... Never mind. But I should have known. Like, Denise, like, just all the signs were there that she was a slut. Like, she always wore tube top. And the day she moved in, she showed me. She was one of those girls who could put her whole fist in her vagina. I was like, whoa! Let me hang up my posters first, please. But I'm like, yeah, I'm like, Denise, go get tested. You're gross. And she was like, I don't need to get tested. And I was like, you slept with the sous chef at Denny's. Like, yeah. Because nobody even knows what those guys do. Bring your dirty vagina to the health center. And she actually said this. She was like, I don't need to get tested. I don't even have any lesions. I was like, you don't need to look like the Ebola outbreak monkey. Or Tom Hanks in Philadelphia, like, bring it over there. So I wanted to talk about Denise on my special I did for Comedy Central, but what happened was they had this really white conservative lawyer call me, and he was like, is Denise real? And I'm like, yeah, she's very real, and she's very slutty. Why, do you want her number? This is inappropriate. I feel like, and he was like, you're gonna need to get her to sign a release. So I'm like, well, what would the release say? He's like, it'll say that she's a slut and that she can put her whole fist in her vagina. I'm like, okay. So I had to literally call Denise and be like, hey, girl, what's up? Would you just sign this document saying that you're a whore and you probably have AIDS? And she was like, done. Now that is a friend, you guys. Next year, would they do that for you? Would they do that? I love the girls I grew up with. We're still really good friends. You know, there's always a girl in every group of friends who thinks that they're prettier than they are. You know, if you don't have that friend, you are that friend. And... but for me, it's me in my group. Like, I grew up just thinking I was gorgeous. Because when I was a little kid, my mom made me believe that. She was just like, I was like six. She's like, look at you. You sparkle. Really creepy, right? But you believe your parents. I was like, I fucking sparkle. Maybe I could fly. I didn't know. I was like, look what you've created, mother. But I'll never forget the day I found out what was really up. The first day of middle school, that I looked like kind of like a Cabbage Patch Kid in a Fraggle. Fuck you. Oh, man. The first day of middle school, I walked in wearing my best fanny pack, you know, because where else are you going to keep your slap bracelets? And I just walked in like it was a runway. I was like, you'll all get to meet me, kids. I was like, fat swan. I was like, what? It's like, form a line. But kids are so mean. They'll tell you, right? They were like, bitch, you're gross. It's like, oh, really? Then why do I have these curly bangs? Why don't you say that to my Mr. Mistopheles sweatshirt? What? Cats. Oh, God. I never got attention from guys, ever. But, you know, then the old story. I finally got the braces off of my legs and business picked up.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
More Like Radio, less like crap.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
I think this is a good one, and I want to point it out to the fans. I'm going to post it on Facebook, too. Is anything worth giving up sex for?
I would give up sex to marry a prince and become monarch royalty.
Why don't you go fuck yourself?
You're obsessed with this whole thing. You really want to be a prince?
And what kind of princess wants to marry some bitch he can't fuck?
I would.
What about you, Mitch?
I kind of just want a grilled cheese sandwich.
Okay. You see, that's really...
Those very are very short-sighted. Those are thinking long.
We're going long-term.
Grilled cheese sandwiches for life.
Wait, but is that a different grilled cheese sandwich every time, or is it like wrapped in bacon?
Yeah, I just kind of like the American cheese and bread.
Okay, so literally,
I think you're just hungry right now, and maybe you shouldn't have any part of this conversation.
You know, Mitch,
I'm gonna be making a grilled cheese after this.
Yeah, but the point is that it's just you're gonna give up sex for
sandwich. Forget it. Just for a sandwich.
For a sandwich.
You're giving up sex. I wouldn't give up sex for any sandwich.
Well, how many sandwiches?
He said for life.
Sandwiches for life?
But grilled cheese for life.
I just want a day, though, because you get sick of them.
No, you I hate you.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Everybody, it is Tuesday, November 10th, 2015, here on morelikeradio.com. You're listening to Dutch and Royce. Our number is 954-573-2780 if you want to get in touch with us. My name is Joel Dutch Van Wingerden. My co-host over there is Royce Lopez. Marie Lopez.
Hello.
Sherry Dahl.
Hi.
Super producer Mitch Heil.
Hello, everyone.
And Chris Hammy Hamill.
Hello.
Again, number 954-573-2780. If you want to get in touch with us, or if you can go to morelikeradio.com/live, join in the chat room, view the video. Obviously, if you're a podcast listener, you know where you got us. But if you are a live listener and you want to know where you get the podcast, you can go to any place that has it. More Like Radio or Dutch and Royce, it'll come up.
I want a new nickname, Royce, the hardest working man in podcasting, Lopez, because I'm doing two shows today. I've decided that.
Yeah, I hear you used up all your goodness on Brain Stew earlier today.
No, not at all. No,
I was listening. I wouldn't call it goodness.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. I half-assed it for no offense.
Hold on, was Royce the not part that was goodness or the other two?
I think just as a whole.
Oh,
Hammy's right
I'm
there.
I'm right here.
Hammy's right there. Actually, I had a lot of fun doing Brain Stew. I had a very, very good time hanging out with my pal Hammy and making fun of his soon-to-be ex-wife.
Oh, it went there.
Oh, it went there hard.
Oh, boy.
I said that she looked like, because I'm very proud of this, that she looked like the rock monster from Neverending Story.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
And you know,
oh boy,
this big
yeah, fuck her. She's the one who wanted to break up with our sweet little Hammy.
That's right.
Hammy said I was little.
Hammy's a good boy.
Well, let's not go too far.
He's lost a lot of weight, though. It's kind of ridiculous.
Well, so have you.
Yeah, well, I know, but you know.
But so is Hammy.
But so is Hammy. Look, there you go. See, Mitch posted. Mitch posted Christ. The picture. There she is.
It's so mean.
It's very mean.
Oh God.
Just the meanest. Okay.
Well, let's not try and rehash everything that happened on Brain Stew, which, by the way, for the listeners who are listening to this show, if you want to catch their show live, what time are you guys on, Hammy?
We are on Tuesdays from 7 to 9 p.m.
Check them out here on morelikeradio.com.
Their podcast, you listen to them live on Brain Stew, radio.com.
Because Hammy needed to make it confusing.
Yes, because Johnny Five is on from 7 to 9 on More Like Radio.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Oh, I fucked it up, didn't I?
It's okay. It's all good.
Well, we can't. You can't get. You know what? Fuck Brain Stew for not going exclusive with us.
No.
That's what I say to you, hamster.
That's you being so mean. Look.
Johnny Five is my boy.
Save
even
your...
though he never gets out on time. Well,
actually,
even though we did
actually
today.
He had a repeat.
He didn't do a show today, so today wasn't even a problem.
Oh, okay.
So it worked out perfectly.
Why don't you bash
that
more people?
That motherfucker is never on time, which but the thing, here's the thing is that like we're usually running late, so it's actually kind of a godsend here and there. Yeah. But
we're racist, too, but that's fine.
Why don't you bash more people that don't deserve it?
I wouldn't say they don't deserve it. Let's not go crazy.
Okay.
I think some of them deserve it pretty hard.
You're right.
Well, what did you guys do this weekend?
We had our friends Dr. B and Tiff come up.
Oh, yeah. They were in town.
Because they were in town, so we hung out with them because they were doing the Wine and Dine half marathon
well,
over
Tiffany
in Disney.
Was.
Yeah, just Tiff.
Dr. B
Tiff
wasn't.
Was.
Yeah, we hung out with them. That's pretty much it. We kind of just hung. I mean, we didn't really do much. In terms of, did we do anything interesting?
No, we were really boring. The most of what happened was we bought a new hookah.
Yeah, we bought a hookah.
But
yeah.
That is so 2008, though, isn't it? Like, there was hookah bars popping up all, not a good thing as you guys, but like the hookah trend was huge. Actually, right around 2008. Now I'm thinking about it.
Well, that's precisely it.
Recently, a couple months ago.
Shortly after we went to Florida, actually.
I like hookah.
The reason why we bought one is because we were craving having it, but we didn't want to go to a lounge.
Well, and that's also, if you do the math, like, if you go to a hookah bar, you're going to spend, like, $25 to smoke a hookah.
You have to be around hipsters for that amount
of
time.
We bought a hookah for $40 instead, so I could smoke hookah whenever the fuck I want.
You were craving it, but you didn't want to invite John over.
Well, John is in South Florida, so that would have been tough. And
he loves a good hookah.
Yeah, his is still way better than ours. He has like the baller one that sits on the floor and reaches up to your midsection.
And I love John, but you know, then again, I just gotta give a break because you know, John, unfortunately, for whatever, as much as I love him, for whatever reasons, you know, fucking trouble follows him, and you know, we kind of want to stay out of trouble for a little while and just be good people. Try to be anyway.
No, all we can ask is that you try.
Well, we'll try to try.
Do or do not. There is no try.
My brother, Hot Dutch number two, he had a hookah when him and I were roommates, and he could never quite get it right.
To light?
You know, like, there's a certain way to like pack it or whatever. Yeah. And it was never that good.
Well, we bought, because we're health nuts, we bought the coals that are made out of coconut instead of like the regular coals.
Oh, God.
Because
they don't taste like charcoal, or they don't taste like gas.
For some reason, that sounded like honestly, if I caught you blowing a guy, that would be less gay than the sentence you just said.
Actually, I'm going to defend Royce on this.
No, honestly, it's a taste. It's really just for the taste.
Well, it's taste, and it's also cheaper because isn't it like a couple bucks for 100 coconut coals versus it's like...
God, just get a coal.
No, I like prefer the other coconut coal, actually, because, you know...
Dutch doesn't care about chemicals, so he already smokes anyways.
That's a good point.
Yes.
The only hookah bar near my house, you have to spend an appetizer and an entree in order to just smoke a hookah.
Ew,
so
no.
if in order to go there, if you want to smoke a hookah, you have to order a really bad appetizer and then order a really bad entree. So you're out at least $70 to $80.
So it's like a comedy club. It's like, you know.
Yeah, that's too much.
Well, Dutch, I talked a little bit about it on Brain Stew, but I was going to talk about it on Dutch and Royce. But this is something I wanted to bring up on the show, and I figured I'd bring it up. Here on Dutch and Royce, I have become and I have been an Uber driver for like 3 weeks now.
Really?
First off, it's a great way to make money whenever you feel like it. But secondly, it has been so good. The stories I'm having the goddamn time of my life doing this.
I was going to say, like, why haven't we thought about this sooner?
I know. I'm already figuring out how to put a camera in the car. I can't believe I'm making money doing this because it's fun. Like, I told a little bit of our brains, but Uber's really easy. You know, when you're a driver, you have the app and you go online whenever you want. And then it searches the area around you. If someone needs an Uber, it dings on your phone. You pick them up, drop them off. They pay you depending how far the drive is. Well, this weekend was at the Electronic Music Festival here in
downtown Orlando.
So like 60,000 people, like Bass Nectar and all that shit was there.
And people that go to an electronic music festival are completely sober and polite.
No, they're not. So
wait, was this Ultra?
Not Ultra, which is called, it's called EDC.
Ultra is Miami.
Ultra's Miami. This is called EDC, Electronic Dance, whatever, Carnival, some bullshit. So we 60,000 people in downtown Orlando. So Tiff came in Friday. Dr. B didn't come until Saturday. So Tiff and Marie are sitting on the couch drinking wine and blabbing on about Pinterest and weddings.
Oh, we were girling out.
And like, I wanted to fucking murder myself.
He was dying. I could see it in his face. It was pretty bad.
So I got
ego work.
I got dressed at midnight, Dutch, because I was wide awake. At midnight, I got dressed. I'm going to go make money. Because Uber sends you messages like when there's a high demand.
Like, hey, if you're not on, you should be
you
right
should,
now.
Because you can
thing.
Make money. Right.
I was actually wondering about that because I use Uber and I've always wanted to talk to someone on the other end. So this is good. So like, how does this whole thing work on your end?
Well, OK, so my end has the I have the Uber partner app and it has a map on it. Now, when you look at the map, there's different color-coded areas depending on demand. Now, there's something called surge pricing, which means if there's a high demand, you get like two times the amount or three times the amount.
Right.
Of pay,
there's a shitload of people all requesting
this
at the
weekend
same time.
Was four times the amount because of the electronic dance thing.
Wow.
So I went and at midnight.
Pause. I apologize. Sure. What is the average rate? Not this weekend, but like average, like, you know,
one, you get like a dollar
amount per hour,
$1.50 a mile, I believe.
Okay.
And they pay for your tolls if you have to go through tolls and all that shit. Anyway. So for example, your payment goes up depending on if the price of gas goes up, you get paid more. But anyway, so Friday night, at midnight, I got dressed and go, I'm going to go make money because I cannot sit here and hear this shit anymore. Mm. So I got in my car and I went down and I started picking people up using it. So I found someone near the house that was going down to downtown. It was three girls and a gay guy in their 20s. And like, oh, can you put electronic music on? And the first thing they said when they got in the car was, oh, we're really inappropriate. I want to apologize in advance. I looked at him and I go, you have no fucking clue the car you got in. That was the exact quote. I said, you have no fucking clue.
You have no fucking idea what car you just walked into?
I said, you have no clue. So the first thing I tried to do was push the limits. I accused the girl in front of having diarrhea. And they were fucking hammered when they got in already. They were pre-drinking. So, you know, I drive down and whatever. It was fine. They were okay. So I dropped them off. Now, this is my favorite story on Friday. So I get another downtown area. It's packed because everyone's there for that thing. So it beeps, and then the girl calls me because you go, you know, call people to figure out where they are. She called me. She goes, I'm over by the pizza place. I'm like, all right, fine. That's really how she talked. I'm over by the pizza place. And I was like, all right, fine. So I picked them up. It was two girls. They were dressed so slutty. It was retarded. And they were hot, too. Hot and slutty, just absolutely whatever. So they get in the car. One of them sits in the front seat. One of them sits in the back seat. The one in the front seat sits down. The first thing she says is, get me to the hotel as fast as you can. And I was like, okay. She goes, no, seriously. Like, I go, okay, I'll get you there. She reclines the seat and proceeds to lay in a fetal position.
Oh, no.
In the front seat.
No.
The girl in the back was fucked up, but she was more there, you know?
Right.
And she goes, I'm sorry. It's just, we're just coming down from rolling. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, God, I've been there.
Yeah. She was.
Okay.
So, mind you, I didn't get them
what
on
time
the.
What time was this again? You said right around this midnight?
I picked them up, I would say, around 12:30.
Okay.
But now, mind you,
they took their shit way early.
I didn't get. Yeah, because the music festival's all day. So.
Oh, okay. Never mind. They probably. Yeah, okay.
I didn't, like, pick them up on the fun part of when they're rolling. I picked them up on the coming down, like the terrible part of when you're rolling.
God.
When all the serotonin's
exactly
out of all
is.
The serotonin's out of your system.
Mm.
So they're just like, oh, is there any place that has food? I'm like, honestly, at this time, I don't know right now, but I go, I know where you're staying at. There's like pizza places that are open until 4 a.m. Just order pizza when you go, oh, it's so great. So I drive there and I'm fucking hoping the girl in front's not going to throw up because she's all like curled up in a ball and just like, so I get them there. I drop them off. It was cool. So then I drive and I pick up two other people.
Sounds like you were their spirit guy.
I know. I picked them
up. I like it when
they were asking me if I knew where to get drugs, too. Then they were fucked up. So then
Miami, yes. In Orlando, no.
In Orlando, not so much. So they go, so then a guy and a girl, a couple, probably in their early 20s, too. They get in. I pick them up. They were fucking really cool. Like, they were really cool. Like, they get in the car. They're joking around and they go, hey, you know, do me a favor. Can you stop? I picked them up at IHOP. They didn't eat there because it was so packed. They were just like, can you just go by 7-Eleven, man? And I was like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. So I go by 7-Eleven. They go inside. They bought me a drink. And yeah, they're really cool. And then they bought a bunch of booze. And they're like, come on, you want to come drink with us? And I'm like, first, I thought about it for a second. And I almost said yes. But then I saw what they had in their hands was wine and Smirnoff Ice. So I said, no, thank you.
Yes, definitely.
I said, no, thank you. Nope. So then, you know, I dropped them off and it's cool. Like I've had all fucking different fucking types of people in the car, man. Like yesterday I had a guy with a service dog. I picked up one of those fucking cougars who was going to the happy hour to try to get fucked. And she's sitting in the front seat. She's probably like in her mid-50s, putting makeup on, like trying to look like she's 20 and just a mess. And
did you nag her?
No, I want a good rating. So, you know,
well, she would probably give you 5 stars for negging. Women love negging.
And she's in the front using my mirror, putting on her whore makeup. And I drop her off with a blue martini. And you know it's a cougar because, like, it's not like I picked her up at late. I picked her up, like, at 5 to go to the fuck. So she's trying to get there for happy hour, you know, like in the afternoon. So, yeah. So I picked up these. Fuck. The other day, I picked up these two guys, probably in their mid-40s, who were both divorced, and they were just going downtown trying to get laid. Just
banging each other.
And they were
Roy's just like, I got to pull over.
They were talking in the back about their horrible fucking children. One of the kids was named Chance.
That's your go-to shitty kid name.
I know.
It's a dog's name.
I know. And he played lacrosse. And the other kid, I don't know what her fucking name was, but you know, the kind of people that I have met have been absolutely...
Dude, please keep doing this because I know you're going to have a doozy here eventually. No,
so far, man, I picked up a couple, a young black girl and a black guy, picked them up, dropping them off at work. And after I dropped them off, the mom calls me because, you know, that you call anyone else. She goes, did you just drop my son off? I'm like, I mean, I don't know. I pick up a lot of people. Of course, I knew who it was. I only picked up one black person, but I was being nice. I was like, I don't know who you're talking about. And she goes, yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I dropped them off. Well, he used my credit card. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, it's not my. I mean, what do you want me to do? He has your account. And then he was like, but they were in the car when the mom called. So they were like, they're trying to make me lie. Like, no, no.
How did she find out so fast?
Well, hold on. Try to make you lie. Like, why didn't you just go with it immediately? Of course.
Well, what I said to them, was like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't. I have no idea.
Yeah, in that moment, you have to just plead ignorance.
And then after they dropped off, she called me back again. And I was like, look, you got to talk to your kid. Like, you can't be talking to me about this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm the driver.
Don't have me be the person who proves that your kid was lying.
Yeah, like, don't put me in that spot. I ain't no fucking snitch, Dutch. You know that. I ain't no snitch. I ain't going to snitch on some fucking kid. And
snitches get stitches.
Yeah, exactly. You know what snitches and talkers get? Stitches and walkers. And I'm not going to fucking be in that position. But I have been just having the goddamn time of my life picking up people, and you know, from businessmen to almost homeless people, to just ridiculous. Oh, dude, you know what I realized? I had to learn to have that instinctual feeling that you get to not feel like a pedophile, because every single high school kid now uses Uber. I didn't know this. Because think about it, the kids that like play sports or like in a program after school, they can't take the bus, and their parents don't want to leave work to pick them up, so they give them an Uber account.
And there's a way to track the
where
drivers.
The car is. Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, it's probably a safe thing to do. It's like, this kid obviously used you. If they go disappearing, like, they were using Uber
at that
track
time.
Their last movement. It was this driver. That's the person who killed him.
Right. So I'm picking up kids in high school. Yeah, I'm picking up kids in high school. And my fun part is every time a new person comes in the car, since I have satellite, I'm always trying to find the right station for them. Like, I'm putting on like the hip hop station for the black kids.
Oh, you're such a nice guy.
I put on the hip hop station for the black kids. And then I'm trying to make jokes like aim to their demographic.
Oh, believe me, Royce is...
Nigga, what's up?
I've caught Royce going out in a nice button down.
Yeah.
And he's starting to get angry whenever when users rate him not 5 stars.
Yeah, because I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, because I've had a lot of people tell me, you are the funniest and coolest guy to ever pick me up an Uber. And I go, thanks. And I'm like, then I get self-conscious. I'm like, why did this person not give me 5 stars? Like, my car's clean. I'm totally funny. Like, what the fuck do you want from me? What do you want from me?
Racist.
Yeah, well, probably.
So how does the rating work on your end then? So can
people- I could rate customers too. If like someone pukes in my car, give them one star.
Right. So can people choose you based on your rating?
Yes. Or-
oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how it works. Like people could see.
Yeah, but then your rating could all. Okay, so now do you, does the passenger's rating come up as well?
Yes, both. But the
like this person's shitty. They've gotten like one stars out of 15 times.
Yeah, before I go to pick them up, I could see their star rating and decide if I want to pick them up.
Interesting.
So it's pretty fair in terms of it being. It's fair, you know, where you don't have to fucking get someone who's going to try to fucking like I picked someone else that was like, can you go by Wendy's? I'm like, seriously, bro, like you want me to go by Wendy's? Like I fucking.
Well, no, you say yes because it's more miles for you.
Well, I did go by Wendy's anyway. But then this white guy in the front, he's like telling me how he was in jail for attempted murder when it was his friend who had the DUI. And then he pulled out in front of me like he took out like. He like
look at his dick and I was like, oh my God.
I wish. It was a white guy. He just had stacks of hundreds. He goes, look, man, all cash now. I'm like, so basically I know he's a drug dealer. And yeah, I'm like, well, this is great. This is fucking awesome. But people have asked me for my phone number. Like, dude, you're really fucking cool. What's your number? We should hang out.
Let's hang out.
Yeah, I've gotten that. We should hang out. I'm like, okay. I mean,
I was gonna wait for you to like finish everything, but like, I actually had a story. Like when you started saying about Uber,
yeah, sure.
Like, okay, so apparently, the other night we used Uber. I went out for Hot Dutch number two. It was actually his birthday the other day, and a whole lot of my friends and family went out. And we were at a bar, or whatever, and I got really fucking hammered.
Right.
Like, I mean, like beyond like cause I can usually maintain for whatever reason. I couldn't maintain towards the like I didn't even make it past the second bar. Like I got fucked up bad. And I vaguely remember getting into like an Uber or whatever and having a conversation about radio. And that was about as much as I remember with whoever the driver was. So yesterday I get a call around 11:30 with this dude who's sounded very excited and he might be listening right now, but he was just like, hey, is this Joel? And I was like, yes. He's like, well, my wife was driving you the other night and she said that you did radio and you gave her your card and said, have him call me about doing radio and things. So what are you guys about? And I'm sitting here like at work. Trying to like, we do have sports shows. We do comedy talk as well. Like I didn't, apparently, I guess I had this long form. I asked Kelsey about it later. Apparently I had this long form drunk conversation with this dude's wife. He's a radio dude who's lives in the city that I live in Colorado Springs. And, you know, is trying to get involved in broadcasting and like was calling me up. So, I mean, I guess I might not have. I don't know.
That's cool though. That's actually, that's what happens to me. Like,
but that's just, it is like you were talking about like, you know, hey, can I have your number? Like a lot of these people just, you know, you get to like know somebody cause you know, there's a start and end to a conversation with somebody. So whether it be an Uber driver or a cab driver or whatever, that's why Taxi Cab Confessions was such a big show is because people feel like I'm never going to see this person again. So let's just have me open up and say what I've been wanting to say for a while, and there's no real repercussion because I'm never going to see this dude again.
It was a genius show.
Which, by the way, that's what I want. I want to do. I want to figure out something called Uber, like Taxi Cab Confessionals, but for Ubers because no one's done that yet. And that's going to be the next thing. I'm telling you, I'm going to figure it out. I have to figure this out.
Right. I mean, I guess you would have to make sure that you get their agreement to record them.
Oh, but that's really simple. I've already thought of that. Because they'll feel more safe. I'll be like, hey, just to let you know, I record everything in the car just for your safety and mine. What are they going to say? They're going to be probably, yeah. Oh, that's awesome. They're
going to say thank you. We're going to wait for the next Uber to come around.
They're going
to
say, okay, cool. Who would be against that? Like, you know. Right. Cameras and taxis are a standard thing now, so what would be the difference, you know?
Right.
Like, so I wouldn't think that would be an issue. And if they say no, I just don't record. I mean, it's not a big deal.
Did you see that viral video of that Uber driver that he was recording everybody and he was basically playing the Weeknd song, Can't Feel My Face?
Right.
And it was just like this montage of everybody, because the second he started playing the song, everybody started dancing to it.
Right.
So yeah, that was interesting.
There's also another video of a Taco Bell executive that beat the shit out of his Uber driver.
Because he was hammered.
But Uber didn't believe the driver until the driver showed the company the recorded camera footage.
Right.
Do we have footage of that?
Yeah, you could. Here. I probably could find it.
Uber does Uber supply cameras, or do you have to get your own?
No, everything is just it's the most brilliant.
Get your own.
Because everything is exchanged. All the information and money is exchanged basically through the driver. This website / app just takes off 10% off the top of everything. It's brilliant.
Is it the one with the mace?
They don't have to really maintain or do anything.
Okay, yeah, check this out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. There's...
back it up.
Tonight, that passenger is back. The passenger throwing punches from the backseat, and it's all caught on camera. Tonight, that passenger is off the streets as the driver speaks out.
NBC4's Gotti Schwartz is live in Newport Beach with how this ride turned violent. Gotti.
Well, it was a late night pickup here at this Newport bar. The driver was skeptical at first, and soon after, those punches were being thrown from the back seat. With a dash cam video rolling, this Uber driver takes a violent backseat pummeling.
Grabbed my head, he was trying to smash it against the window.
From the get-go, driver Edward Caban says he had a bad feeling about this trip.
Very aggressive, he was swearing at me. Just fading in and out of consciousness.
He says his rider refused to put on his seatbelt, couldn't give clear directions, and kept passing out.
At that point, you know, I decided enough was enough.
But here is what happened when Caban tried to tell his passenger that the ride was over.
Get out of my car or I will call the police.
Let me tell you something, you all
Suddenly, he was getting punched from behind again and again. You can see the passenger trying to slam his head into the glass. Finally, Caban is able to click off the safety of his mace.
Yeah.
Turned around and I emptied as much of that spray as I could into his face until he got out of the car.
Within minutes, police are there arresting the rider identified as Benjamin Golden, who was vomiting from the pepper spray.
I wanted to make sure he didn't get away. I have lost so much money on people like him, and I'm just done dealing with it. You know, people like that, they take the food right out of my mouth.
Uber says they have banned the rider from ever using their service again, but Caban says his days of driving for Uber are over.
I don't feel safe driving for Uber anymore. The quality of the passengers seems to have gone down over the last couple of weeks, and I know a lot of drivers will agree with me.
Now tonight, Uber says they are cooperating with investigators. Reporting live from Newport Beach, Gotti Schwartz, NBC4 News.
Well, then that's where that rating system would come in place, you'd think, right?
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, you know, and that's the thing. Like, you know,
hold on, that was a Taco Bell exec?
Yeah, supposedly it was a Taco Bell executive.
He was just so fucked up.
Wow.
I'm surprised they didn't call it out in that news cast. That's weird.
They probably had no idea. They just, you know, that's what local news is these days. They don't ever actually do research. They're just like,
God, do I fucking wish. I wish things like this would happen to me.
Oh, God. Well, dude, if you actually got to the point where the person wasn't giving directions, you're spinning around in circles and he's passing out and throwing up in the back of your car, and you tell someone, get the fuck out of my car before I call the cops, I would get out of the car first because I want to have my back to a person who might be aggressive like that. So that's bad instinct on the driver, first of all.
I think daddy,
second of all, that guy's a dick.
I think daddy's going to drive around with the taser from now on, too.
Daddy's going to drive the taser.
That'll be fun. And that's the thing. And thank God he recorded, because if not, you know, Uber would fucking believe the customer. You know, right. That's what would happen.
Oh, yeah.
They would believe the customer. They wouldn't believe. The
customer's always right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, has Uber had an issue with not, like, you know, fucking over the drivers rather than the customers kind of thing?
I don't know. But you got to think as a business, you know.
Yeah. But I mean, they do have the rating system. So if you have a whole bunch of 5 stars and that guy's maybe been drunk once or twice and has gotten a couple bad ratings, maybe they would.
Yeah. And any of you camera people out there, give me good suggestions for what's a good in-dash cam. They're not expensive. They're like $50 and like they're super expensive.
Mitch does camera shit all the time. Why wouldn't you just ask?
Well, I don't know if Mitch knows in-dash cams. Do you?
No, I don't know anything.
See, that's what I knew he didn't know about those.
That's like saying, oh, you work on websites.
Camera's a camera.
I know, but I want
to... Oh, you're a technology guy.
Hey, you're a math guy.
You don't think... Okay, hold on. What would you think would be the best, like, on... Because you hate GoPro. I know that.
I don't mind a GoPro. You're
talking to Mitch, stupid. What was that?
I hate GoPros. But, like, what would be a decent dash camera?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Because they're, like... a different style of system. It'd be basically like a webcam, except just in your car.
Right.
That style. And I don't deal with that kind of camera, so.
There you go. I posted a very highly rated one in the chat room for you.
Oh, cool. All right, yeah, I'll check it out because I think it's a good idea, not just for the show, but now it got me thinking if some shit like this were to happen, because you do pick up a lot of fucked up people, you know?
You sure right. do.
Just for legal reasons.
Yeah, you want to
make sure you have that bitch running.
I mean, how many people you pick up outside of the high schoolers are actually sober?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Picking up high schoolers, it's also just to be safe in case I get accused of something. I want to make sure I'm
right.
covered. You know?
It can never be too safe.
Yeah, seriously.
Dude, in Russia, every driver has a dash cam because of the amount of insurance fraud that happens. People like who jump out in front of cars or just the shitty driving that constantly happens over in that country.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
Everyone has a dash cam. I was watching. It was like, so I got in like this weird YouTube loop. It was a couple of weeks ago where I was watching like hooligan videos, like right. just hooligan fights, like soccer hooligans and things like that. And then it got into like just European people fights. And then it got into just Russian drive cam fight / crash videos.
And then it got into Russian
drivers
porn.
Over there.
And then porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, well, yeah. It always, porn. Always has to end up with that.
Right. Of course it does.
Yeah. So I'm definitely going to put one of these cameras in my car. Yeah. I found that. I found that on the same one on Amazon that you just showed me, hand me for $58. That's not bad at all. I think I'm going to do it. Because I want to fucking, you know, just fucking cover myself. And it'll be hilarious if something funny happens.
Well, I mean, and you don't have to every time someone you pick up say, hey, by the way, I'm recording for MSA. You could just put up a little sign.
That's true.
It's like right on the headrest of each
for
seat.
For your protection. Yeah, that's true. For your protection.
And mine, all drives are
That's actually
are
a really
recorded.
Good idea.
Because you actually have something printed.
Yeah.
And you don't have to have the awkward talk yeah. every time.
Are you able to put like a little profile phrase on your user?
No, you just take a picture. You can't. But that would be cool. I know what you're saying. Like, you
yeah,
know,
but like recording. By the way, yeah, I'll, yeah, some sort right. of little message.
Yeah, but yeah, I'll figure it out. But I mean, I'm definitely gonna do it. I think it's just worth it. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if he was punching him bad.
Yeah, because you know,
a dick,
or like it's a fucking bunch of dudes. You know, like in back, because sometimes you pick up a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, you can be out.
God forbid if they all struck out with trying to get laid that night.
Ugh.
Oh, and the dude.
All that built up testosterone, they'll just take
now,
it out on you.
That's something
bunch
else.
Of Guidos,
we were talking.
For some reason, just don't like Cubans, and then you just happen to be the person who picks them up.
I know. And
exactly.
We were talking about it a little bit on Brain Soup, but, you know, Uber drivers have to get laid all the time, too. Like, if you're picking
up.
Do
you get propositioned a lot?
Well, I haven't only been driving for 3 weeks, but. And I think is the only time I went out at night was that one time on Friday. Normally I drive during the day. But
people aren't as sexy during the day.
Right. But what I'm saying is think about it, Dutch. Like a girl goes to a bar trying to get laid and she doesn't get anything. And at 2 a.m, she calls an Uber. How many of those Uber dudes you think have been like, they've been like, hey, you want to come upstairs?
Yeah, and they're not on the clock. They can switch it on.
Yeah,
off
you
could
turn it off
want.
Whenever you want. You're not a taxi. You can do whatever the
wow.
fuck you want. But I'm just saying, think about it. I'm wondering if that's
if you're a
that
dude
happens.
In recovery, that'd be the best thing to do.
Yeah. You would never have to I mean, statistically, it's going to happen, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You're already at their house.
Yeah, you're already at their house. Like, think of it. You're dropping them off at their house. Like, you're already there. Hey, you want to come upstairs? It's like, all right. Let's fucking Uber. But you're on the clock. I'm charging you for this. Great. I'm a prostitute.
I said on Brainstorm as well, a friend of mine is in a band, and he Ubers during the day, too. So in between, like, he rehearses late at night, and then he Ubers during the day. So the way he picks up women is he plays them his band's demos and says, yeah, I'm the drummer in this band, and he gets pussy just like that. He doesn't need anything else other than his Uber connection.
Okay, well, I'm going
to... Girls fall for drummers
I'm going to have to start saying that. I'm the drummer in this band. Got it. No, I mean, no, I'm not going to do that. That's crazy. Why would I do that?
Why? Yeah, that sounds... No.
Sounds ridiculous.
Don't do that.
Probably get more pussy than someone says I have a podcast.
Probably. <yeah. laughs> I'm trying to think back in my band days. It definitely got way more back then than I do now.
Yeah. But, man, it's nice. Like, the money's really good. Like, you know, I mean, like I said, I only worked 2 hours on Friday night, and I made $50 in 2 hours. That's $25 an hour. That's really fucking good, you know?
It's not bad.
You know, if we're doing something that's not difficult, I'm not doing a
yeah,
hard
driving.
Job. I'm driving, you know?
Driving, talking to people, listening yeah. to your cars, yeah. you know, whatever you're listening
and
to.
And that's music, the other pod, thing that know, I'm going to start radio. Doing is I'm going to start playing the show when I pick people up.
That's not a bad idea.
That way, you know, we get more people to, you know, really Listen, I was a little weird because you know, some people might get offended and I don't want to. So I think I need to put together
a bad rating.
I need to put a best of like stuff that isn't too offensive or something. That way I could play that.
Just have it on repeat.
Right.
Put it on a CD where you can label it so that the name
I don't
comes
know what a CD is.
On your dash.
I don't know what that is.
So people
compact
can look at
disc.
It.
Compact, they still make those. Those are awesome.
I unpacked one of my old, I was looking for something. I don't even remember what I was looking for, but like I opened like a box that I hadn't unpacked in years, and I had one of those 500 CD, you know, case things.
Right.
And I used to save the CD and the cover, and I would put the cover in the slip and then put the CD behind it. And I have like, I want to say close to like 750 of those things.
Boy, you were banking as a teenager.
I bought it. That's the only thing I spent money on.
And
I was obsessed with music.
I just bought a dash camera.
Good for you.
Perfect. This is going to start soon. I'll see if I get some stuff this weekend.
And then you can call Amazon, say, never arrive to your house.
That's not true. It's only if it doesn't actually arrive at my house. Just like my screen.
And you can blacklist it for the fourth time.
African-American listed.
So as... speaking of picking up some pussy on the road,
Jesus.
What? So something occurred to me the other day as I got the driver's passenger look around as I was driving home. I got that twice last week.
Right.
Wait, driver passenger like, look around.
So you have a passenger in the passenger in like a truck or something like that. That they're hanging out the other side of the car, and as you drive by, they like do the look around where they wave at you or something like that, like trying to like
check you out
while you're driving. I got that twice.
Hold on,
last
this
week.
Is in your car.
I'm driving.
Like you're driving. There's a passenger in another car.
Yes, right. The car next
okay,
to
sorry,
me has
I
a passenger.
No idea what you're talking about.
Sorry, yeah, I was confused. I was confusing. I got that twice last week randomly, and. It never occurred to me in the
why?
8 to 9. I don't know. I wasn't doing nothing, but it never occurred to me in like the 8 or 9 years that we've been doing the show that I never had a piece of paper just ready in my car that says, "Call me 954-573-2780.
That's very smart.
And throw it up and just be like, you know, put the headphone like the call me sign on my ears
and change the voicemail of the Skype to just Marie saying, "Hey,
like, hey
leave
Marie.
A message."
Yeah.
Hey,
oh
leave a message.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
That is
holy
very
shit,
smart.
We have to do that immediately.
We should start. It's not a bad idea.
But
at
I recommend
all.
Any female listeners, if you want to do the same. Just if someone's bothering you for a phone number, give them
that's
our
why
self.
That's why you don't say, hey, just say, hey, leave a message in a girl voice. That's
right.
It.
Right. Yeah.
Keep
just
it
a
completely.
Generic girl voice. We didn't have to do it. Who yeah. sounds like the most generic girl?
Mitch.
You can't have Sherry do it because she has that awful accent. So
I mean,
maybe Marie.
I mean,
yeah.
I can
that's
do
how
it.
Marie did.
I can do it.
She's like, hey, leave a message. Like something quick.
Yeah. Hey, leave a message. Yeah. And that's it. Dude, that'll
Bam.
Be great. That'll
that
be
is
really
a good idea.
Fun.
Yeah, every yeah. female listener, if you ever do want to like, if you want to have a burner number to give somebody, please do
yes,
that, and then we
that's
can get the message.
Good idea. Yes, that'll be really fun.
Be
I
hilarious.
Would love to play those,
and then give Coletta their numbers.
Oh yes. Hey, you call my girlfriend? Oh, that'll be great.
Yes.
Oh, Marie, you just tapped into a nice little
it's
gold
very
mine there.
Pretty.
That's amazing.
Well,
I never even thought about that.
It was just like, it was seriously like twice in one drive. I got one look around.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, okay.
Marie has
and
an
then
idea.
Another one where they literally stuck their head out the car window and turned around. And I was just like, I was like, what, you want
to... What are you doing?
Like, you want to chat? Like, here.
What are you doing?
And at that point, I was like, dude, I should have fucking given him the hippo juice line.
You're doing it wrong!
That is funny. I really, really, really want you to. Oh, Marie had another good
idea.
Marie had
another. Yeah, if anyone has an ex that they don't like, just give Coletta their number
exactly.
and a background.
Right, like fucking Stonehenge, you're your ex. We what was it gonna? Oh, Marie had another
it's just,
good.
It's just mean.
Marie had another good idea for a segment in the show called "Shut Up Facebook." And it's about the shit people are bitching about on Facebook every week. And I actually really like it.
See, the thing is, like, I'm not on Facebook enough. I
so it'll be
like
it'll be great
it
for you.
Because of you guys.
It'll be great for you. That way you'll know what's going on without having to be on it.
Yeah, because I had two shut up Facebook moments just today. because I go on there every once in a while to take a break from work or a lunch break or whatever, and I want to scroll through and see what my friends are up to and what's being talked about. There was only two fucking things that was happening in the world of Facebook today. A, stupid Starbucks cups, and B, buying man buns.
Oh, I saw that.
Your Starbucks husband was cups? The biggest culprit, though, of the cups.
I was a culprit, too. Yesterday, I shared it saying to my good friend and super director, Philip Lord, we are 5 years away from Snowflake Day.
Because the new thing that we talked about it on the Brain Tooth show, but the Starbucks came out with the first year they came out with just solid red cups that didn't have a holiday theme on it. Like they didn't have Christmas trees or candy canes and all that shit. So now yeah, Christians are saying it's a war on Christianity. For real.
Yeah.
Because the cups red. Are red.
It's like symbolizes Christmas colors.
Yeah. So now Christians are really mad.
There's no snowflakes on it. Therefore, we hate Jesus.
And so what Christians are doing is the name they're giving at Starbucks is they're saying their name is Merry Christmas. That way the Starbucks employee has to call out Merry Christmas because they're rebels without a cause.
But seriously, no one wants... No
Ew,
one,
right?
That's because clearly...
Oh, that's gross.
Ice skates and snowflakes were in the Bible.
They were. And Frosty the Snowman was in the Bible.
They should be a lot more offended that they're drinking Starbucks.
That's what I said. That burnt coffee bullshit.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, like that is a very creative way to kind of troll, but like their intentions are all religious, which makes it like an ill thing.
Sorry.
But at the same time, it's kind of like, that's kind of a, which makes me immediately think, what can I do to say what my name is so they have to yell it out?
Seymour Butts. You go classic, go classic.
Dude, yeah, go all Simpsons.
Mike Hunt. Bits.
I would just go Happy Kwanzaa.
That's, no, that's too racist.
Yeah, it's just...
That's... Come on, man.
We're clean on this show.
What is...
I don't know what you Brain Stew kids do, but...
This isn't the Red Show, guys, okay?
This isn't the Red Brain Stew show.
Yeah. Red Brain Stew show.
I really could not believe how many people are upset about the cup.
The fact that it's just red?
I mean, granted, I will be the first to admit that... A few years ago, I think I once admitted saying that the Starbucks Christmas cups really do make me feel festive. But, A, I haven't drank. I don't go to Starbucks anymore. I don't waste my time. I can make my own coffee.
It's
and it's better.
Coffee and it's terrible.
Yeah.
You're right.
So
here, here's a video of this Christian guy. I call him Fat Fred Durst. It's only 37 seconds. It's short.
So Fred Durst.
You beat me by a half second.
Current Fred Durst. Here you go.
In the age of political correctness, we become...
Why'd you pick the 3.5 minute one? Why didn't you pick the 30-second one?
Because this is better.
What's up, Josh Firstein here. You know, I think in the age of political correctness, we become so...
Okay, first off, let's start with... He sounds
hey,
like...
Hey, man, cow.
I was... right?
Dude, fucking...
Yes.
He's gotta be a radio
just
guy.
Just like... Well, if...
I can spot a radio guy out from a mile away. He has to be a radio guy.
Here you go.
Hey, guys, what's up? Josh Firstein here. You know, I think in the age of political correctness...
Hey, guys, right after the break, we have a Scream the Wind contest.
We got two for a skillet and... what's another Christmas
Jars of Clay.
Fuck, damn it. It would have worked if I knew more than one Christian band.
Jars of Clay. You got
it. There you go.
Become so open-minded, our brains have literally fallen out of our head. Do you realize that Starbucks wanted to take Christ and Christmas off of their brand new cups? That's why they're just plain red. In fact, do you realize that Starbucks isn't allowed to say Merry Christmas to customers? Well, I decided, instead of simply boycotting, well, why don't we just start a movement?
Boycotting.
And so when I went in and I asked for my coffee, they asked for my name, and I told them my name is Merry Christmas. So guess what, Starbucks? I tricked you into putting Merry Christmas on your cup. And I'm challenging all...
He didn't trick himself into turning his phone sideways to record, but he did do that.
Great Americans and Christians around this great nation.
Where?
Go into Starbucks and take your own coffee selfie. And then I challenge you to not only share this video so that the...
But they're still getting money. They're still getting your money. They don't care what you write on your cup, you fucking idiot.
And what's great? I want you to go to Infowars.com and listen to my podcast.
What
how Starbucks brought down the Twin Towers.
What the Christians don't realize, Starbucks is probably sitting there in their corporate headquarters just twiddling their thumbs going, yes,
no.
Talk about us more,
They're sitting there like Claw from Inspector Gadget just petting a cat with their claw hand. That's all they're doing.
Word gets out.
What's great about this, though? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Is the fact that, like, okay, other, like, it's obviously this isn't the guy who posted the video. Genius TV did it, but the title for the video says Christian man rants over new Starbucks cup design.
You didn't read it right. It's like exclamation point.
Design.
Thank you.
Take your own coffee selfie, and then I challenge you to not only share this video so that the
you would think that after King of Queens, Kevin James would be doing better than this.
Good reference. Is this like the ice bucket challenge where you pour piping hot coffee on your friends' heads?
Just like
God, and then challenge them to do the same.
Word gets out, but let's start a movement, and let's call it, I don't know.
Oh, I always start a movement after coffee, about 20 minutes right after.
Yep, right about 20 minutes, that and a cigarette, and it's bam.
Is the movement to bring people, or bring awareness to Christmas? Because I think we've done that already.
Nope.
Hashtag Merry Christmas Starbucks. And I know that by sharing this video and getting other Christians to do it.
Other.
Well, I guarantee that we can make this go around the world. And Starbucks, guess what? Just to offend you.
Because the majority of the world doesn't celebrate Christmas.
Facebook.com, Joshua, what is it?
I made sure to wear my Jesus Christ shirt into your store. And since you hate the Second Amendment, I even carried my gun.
Starbucks hates the Second Amendment?
Since why would you add that in?
Starbucks?
That has nothing to do with anything.
What is...
That was like...
Okay.
Hey, I'm coming into this meatpacking plant, and I'm a vegan, and you guys are, you know, are killing animals, and because you're doing that, I'm also wearing tailor-made furs. Like, it's complete opposite of what he's talking about.
So this Joshua Feuerstein, he has his website, joshuafeuerstein.com, and about Josh, it says, Joshua Feuerstein is an American evangelist and social media personality. In recent months, he has gained Facebook fame and 500,000 followers as a result of his motivational videos that deal with interpersonal, social, and religious issues.
As featured on
professional Jesus,
as featured on World Star Hip Hop, BBC, and the TBN Trinity Broadcasting Network.
The thing is, I don't even know if the old Starbucks cups even said Merry Christmas on them. I think they just had Christmassy-like designs.
And by the way, Josh, as a guy who's bald, do yourself a favor and just shave your head. Wearing the hat is fooling nobody. You're wearing the hat in every picture. You're fooling zero people are being fooled. You don't have hair, buddy. Just fucking live with it.
It's a DVD. We can buy it. Hold on.
Ma posted a photo with the caption, Hammy's old fat went on to be a preacher.
Oh, yeah.
But very nice.
But no, seriously, like, most of them are just kind of wintry. They're not even specifying it has to be Christmas. I mean, granted, it's red and green, but the cup is still red and green.
Starbucks never had a Jesus cup.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, why are Christians upset now? I mean,
I feel like Christians have bigger things on their plate, like the Islam's taking over everything.
Coffee.
Into your store. And since you hate the Second Amendment, I even carried my gun. Yikes. Anyways, guys, please take a moment.
Ew, yikes.
Wow. I always bash religion, but forget religion for a second. I hate this guy outside of his religious views. I hate him because of the person that he is. He's a terrible human being. Yikes. Whoops-a-daisy.
As a responsible gun owner, I hate this guy.
Thank you.
What he just did.
But choose to not be politically correct. Just correct. Share the video, like, comment below. I want to know your thoughts. God bless.
Jesus is a cunt. That's not politically correct. Did I do it right, guys? I'm not really sure if I did it right.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Yes, absolutely. Jesus Christ is everybody's nigga.
Boo!
What? No. It's okay because it's in a song. You know how it works, Dutch.
You're going to destroy John.
I clicked the wrong one.
Yeah, we know.
I was going to say, otherwise, if people who are listening to the show for the first time who may not know the drop.
Here it is. Here it is.
Giving you time here it is. To play the fucking here,
guys,
drop.
It's okay.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
So makes fine. Sense now. Otherwise, people are like, who's this it's Andy okay. guy?
He dropped, it, he dropped it with an A. It's no problem.
Oh, okay.
Have a really, so, really beautiful.
So someone went to Starbucks because this guy said, oh, Merry Christmas, blender. Someone went to Starbucks and they said, my name is Joshua Feuerstein is a douchebag. And they had it right in my
That's fucking awesome.
Oh, God.
Please tell me they took video. There's nothing best with like when this kind of nonsense gets fire is when the trolls come out of the woodwork.
I hate that he has his baseball cap turned around.
It's the worst, right?
I wear my hat backwards. Don't hate on that.
I hate it.
I do it so I can see. I'm not wearing it backwards tonight because I have
to see the Lord.
I have the trucker hat on tonight, so.
beautiful day. Hey guys, what's up? Josh Fierstein here. You know, I think in the age of political correctness, we become so open-minded, our brains have literally fallen out of our heads.
Did they take all three different videos and put them together as one?
Yep. I think they just.
We don't need to hear any more of it. I mean, it's fine.
No, it's really okay. Fine. I won't make you go through it. There you go.
But yeah, so that was my first shut up Facebook, and the other shut up Facebook was the stupid man bun sales that are happening. Like,
what's man buns?
So, well, okay, you know how men have the long. Well, so you can pull it up. You know how men have the long ponytails now, and they put their hairs in a little man bun in the back.
No, I don't.
Well, that's a new style, putting a little man bun. So now they have these clip on man buns. Marie's God, about
the 80s are coming back.
Yeah, and so you could actually buy clip on man buns if you don't have it. So like Dutch, you for example could buy yourself a little clip on man bun to put in the top
this
of your head.
This isn't a thing.
No, it's no, real.
Lying to me.
Yeah, look in the chat if you want to click it. I think it was on Groupon is where they were selling it. Here it is. Clip-on man buns. Yeah, scroll down a little bit, Dutch, and you'll see it. How amazing the clip-on man bun is.
It's awful.
Oh, my God.
I just wish, I said this to Sherry earlier, I wish that this was available for Halloween, because I would have gotten it, and whenever I asked, what are you? I said, I'm an asshole.
Oh, man.
I love the troll videos of people with scissors and just run behind people with these man buns and cut them off.
I like those, too, except I saw a troll video where it was a guy with one of those mustache wax, like mustaches, while he was doing it. I'm like, you can't do that. You're also a hipster. Like, you're not allowed, you know?
Well, a lot of those videos, I'm assuming, are fake.
Well, I don't know. Some guys get fucking pissed. But
that's not real. This isn't real. This isn't happening.
No, these are real man buns.
This isn't happening in my world.
Yeah, it is.
It is happening. For the men that can't grow their hair long enough and fast enough, you can just buy a piece just like women do.
All you need is your own little man bun, dude. I don't know what you're waiting for.
What? You don't think like he had anybody who are going to do this? Like, dude, how did your hair grow 4 inches in a week? Like, how? What is this? Like, you don't think nobody's buying this. It might be available, but there's not a single person I can imagine that would buy this.
I want to go behind people with man buns and pull on it just to see if it's a clip-on or not.
Nah, that's a good idea. You should.
I do have the hair pieces.
God, fucking hair pieces are embarrassing.
I mean, this is what the world's come down to. We're buying man buns on Groupon, and like Aleppo, Syria has bombed itself to death.
Yeah, that's the best part. We're complaining about cups, and there's fucking refugees that can't even eat food. This is amazing. We're fucking killing it as a country. And we walked in. This just reminded me because the Starbucks thing. Remember a couple weekends ago, we went to Chick-fil-A?
Yes, I do.
We went to Chick-fil-A, and they had a blackboard with a Bible verse on it. Like a legit, like from Hebrews, Bible verse on it.
It's Mormons, man.
And as a matter of...
And who died?
That was you, your video. And then mm-hmm. when we...
No.
Yeah, no, it is definitely your video is the one that went away. I'm looking at Mitch right now.
Oh, oops.
Yeah. So, what was I saying? Oh.
Bible verse.
Bible
Chick-fil-A.
Verse on there. And then we were my buddy Joe, and he even asked her, like, do they change that Bible verse every day? And the cashier was like, yes, they changed the Bible verse every
day. Well, because we had to ask, because we happened to have been in Chick-fil-A on Halloween, and we were wondering if they were warding off evil spirits.
They might have been.
But no, they're like, no, we have a Bible verse every day. We change it.
What do you mean you stream us out?
I mean, outside of the whole, they work on Sundays because they don't work on Sundays. So I guess they only have 6 Bible verses a week, not 7.
I'll fix you stream in a second. Dutch, you there?
Yep.
Okay, I was making sure because I didn't see you. I was making sure. Yeah, so that's what we've been doing. Damn, it's already 11 o'clock. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. What did you guys do?
Yeah.
We'll get to that after the break.
Yes, well, I try to fix Ustream because it just crashed.
I was going to say, yeah, we're going to break in another second here. Is the recording good?
Yeah, no, we're good. Just listen to the audio. You could just click the audio. We're still live. It's just Ustream that went down on me. It's no problem.
Stupid Ustream.
No biggie.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll be back with the Royce fucked up everything in Dutch show.
Whoop, whoop.
More like radio, less like crap.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Let's say it 3 more times. Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean,
my
head,
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming." And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday at Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
The Wholesome Rorschach Show is back on morelikeradio.com. 12 noon Eastern Time every Saturday.
Morelikeradio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sully Show.
Hey. Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on morelikeradio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to MoreLikeRadio.com/downloads. That's MoreLikeRadio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean.
Like, yeah, but he's saying like what they do in the play.
Yeah. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
It's from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably
my vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick,
it.
I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, Morty, let me ask you a question real quick. Does evil exist? And if so, can one detect and measure it? Rhetorical question, Morty. The answer's yes. You just have to be a genius. Cute. Your sister's boss gave me a microscope that would have made me retarded.
Ooh. Oh, boy, Rick. I don't think you're allowed to say that word, you know?
Morty, I'm not disparaging the differently abled. I'm stating the fact that if I had used this microscope, it would have made me mentally retarded.
Okay, yeah, but I don't think it's about logic, Rick. I think the word has just become a symbolic issue for powerful groups that feel like they're doing the right thing.
Well, that's retarded.
Old white boys want some more kids tricky. And girls enjoy, they feel so lucky. Loving a twitch, running out that door.
Go to just looking to hear the kick.
I love the song.
Hey, second hour of Dutch LaRoyce here on morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. If you're listening to the podcast, you can listen to us live on morelikeradio.com/live every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, I have nothing.
You're just distracted by the good song.
Yeah, I really am. They put out a new album, right?
Yes, I sent you a message on Facebook that you ignored.
No, I saw it, and I'm bringing it up right now.
Except for the fact that I played it as the intro to Hippo Juice literally last week.
Want
to
hear it, Touch?
I know, and I said, yeah, that's awesome.
Want to hear it, Touch?
Sure.
It's actually very good, and I don't have a problem playing it. All right, we have Caravan Palace's new album. This is their new single, Lone Digger. Came out in September 18th, 2015. Check them out on tour now, caravanpalace.com.
Hey.
You slid into
the post a little bit. You didn't hit it, but you slid into it.
It wasn't bad.
This song is like the best song ever. I am in love with this song.
Dude, you guys got to see them live. They are probably the most energetic band I've ever seen.
I would love to see them live, except they don't come to Florida.
That's the problem.
What? They come to Colorado all the time.
Well, then I need to come to Colorado all the time. Because I really want to see them live. Because this
Pam,
song
so you know anything about
so
Caravan Palace?
Other than I really like this song, no.
It's really good.
It's catchy as fuck. I need to learn the words to be able to sing along because it's kind of muddled and I can't hear what she's saying and I want to burst out right now.
Baby, can you move around the rhythm so we can get with the jump around and get us a rock and roll round? Down, down, body, body, coming with the super hottie. Let's go, 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 hell no. Baby, can you move around the rhythm because you know we'll
I like this.
It's really good, right?
Dude, it's so good.
I thought like, what? None of them really speak English that well. The only person who does is their tour manager because they're from France. So it is amazing to me that she's able to get all those words out.
And they play all their own instruments, right?
Yeah, like they don't. The only instrument that you hear that they don't have on the stage is a drum set because they have a DJ. It's funny. It's hilarious. They have a DJ who plays all like the beats, but they actually have a clarinet, a violin, a flute. They have everything. as far as that kind of music goes. It really is entertaining. You guys should have to go see him live.
I really, really like the sound combining like the old jazz and the swing sound of the 20s with the techno stuff of today. I love it.
They found a niche for themselves. Like, they had the entire crowd at the Gothic Theater in Denver, Colorado. Baby, can you bouncing. Like, you know, like the violin player, when he's not playing, he's running across the stage, telling people to get up. They're awesome. For listeners who don't know, Caravan Palace, check them out.
They're so good.
It's technically called electro swing, the genre. And I have a Caravan Palace playlist on Pandora, and it picks up other music and other bands that sound like them. It's my favorite station to listen to. It always makes me want to dance. It's very energetic. It kind of just gets you motivated. I use it on the treadmill to exercise too. I fucking love this stuff. I couldn't tell enough people to go and listen to this. Actually, because of my Caravan Palace playlist on Pandora, it introduced me to another woman that I really love her sound. Her name is Caro Emerald, and I think I played her on Hippo Juice a couple weeks back. Now, I love her too.
I have a We Listen to Better Music, and I wanted to bring it up because it's a band that we all know. Have you heard of Weezer? Have you heard Weezer's new song?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's called Thank God for Girls. There's a music video to it, so get back on Hangout Dutch if you want to see it. I'm going to go ahead and play it, and the music video is very weird. I like the song. I'm going to start off by saying I enjoy it, but I want to get everyone else's opinion, okay? So,
All right,
here we go.
The girl in
now
the
walks up with that chick with the short hair who's really hot. I forget her name, with a plate of cannolis.
You take on your hiking trip in the woods with your bros that you've known since second grade, and you make kind of dragons and ruffians and be called upon to employ your testosterone in a battle for.
I don't know what that food is, but
cannolis.
Oh, those are cannolis.
To the TV, and even if you are victorious, you may receive many cuts, bruises, and scrapes, and you will require band-aids and antiseptic ointments and tender loving kisses on your stab wounds. And when you come home, she will be there waiting for you with a fire in her eyes and a big fat cannoli to shove in your mouth, and that's why you thank God for girls.
What are you thinking so far?
I want cannolis,
right?
Nah, I don't like it.
I like it.
I don't
know. Yeah, I've heard this is
bad. It doesn't hook me.
Yeah. When Royce asked me to listen to it the first time and asked if I liked it, I said, I'll answer you after hearing it 3 or 4 times, because I can't tell yet. I've heard it 3 or 4 times now. It's still not my favorite Weezer song.
That does nothing to me.
I think about her all the day and all the night. It's enough to know that she's alive. She says, I give a sweaty pump. She almost had a heart.
I'm guessing the cannoli is a metaphor.
Yeah, the words are actually very sarcastic.
The entire band is sarcastic.
Yeah. Man, Rivers Cuomo has turned into, like, he's the biggest hipster I've ever seen. Like, look at him with the fucking mustache. And
is that him?
That's him, man. That's the lead singer.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm 150% positive.
It looks nothing like him.
I know, but that's him. Look, it's not my favorite song of theirs.
Yeah, it just doesn't have the hook that Weezer usually does. It's much more about the lyrics than it is about the melody.
Yeah, I hate it.
God took a rib from Adam.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this either.
If that's the direction Weezer's going, fuck them.
That's where they're at now. I don't mind it. It's okay.
You know what made me hate it was the fact that you told me that that's the lead singer and that's his new hairdo.
It is. He always has a weird hairdo, though.
He looks like a recovering cancer patient.
It doesn't look like Rivers Cuomo.
I don't know why you don't believe me.
If you know what he's going for, Dutch, he's going for that top 40 hit that like a Fall Out Boy did.
Yeah.
But they changed their whole...
That or he's trying to look like a soccer mom. I don't know what that is.
All right, fair enough. Now,
I'm not a fan. Really, my thing anyway, so it's not doing anything for me.
Like I've never, I gotta be honest. I mean, there's a few songs that they have that I like are catchy, but I've never been a really big.
I will
Weezer
say
fan.
This: I really like Beck's new song, Dreams.
Okay, here we go.
Have you heard it?
Don't strike out two in a row.
Okay. Yeah, Beck, Dreams. Come on out of your dreams and wake up from your reverie. Time is here, don't go.
You know, I think Beck should give his album to Beyonce for not recognizing true artistry.
Shut up, Kanye. Rorschach likes this song. Let's get to the hook at least.
It sounds like early Beck.
I know, and I like early Beck though.
Aggressive chord.
I like it.
You know what I mean? Like, I like chord progressions that are like more than just four. Like, he's got like, I think like, how many in there, Hammy? Like 5.5.
I like it.
Yeah, the riff here is pretty cool. Now, Maul's right. He is a Scientologist, but you know.
All I know is I hated Beck because of playing his songs on Rock Band. So.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, have you guys seen those new ads for the new Rock Band?
Yeah, I saw. It's crazy.
Who's going to buy that?
Fucking, I don't know.
Rock Band Live? Is that what they're calling it?
I'm not.
I think it's just Rock Band 4.
I'm learning how to play real drums versus doing Rock Band.
Why? So you get laid in an Uber?
No, just so I can learn how to play it.
Yeah, I'm not bringing in the pussy.
No, not at all.
Now, I like it. Now,
I like it too.
The first one was the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. I like that one for the second one though. That's actually a very good. I see what you're typing and I like what you're doing right now.
No. She actually redid the song on what's that guy's show? The new late night guy, the fat guy.
James
Corden.
Yeah,
British one.
Holy shit! By the way, thank you for turning me on to Billy on the Streets.
You are welcome.
Told you. How great is he?
Fuck, he's funny, man. That little queer is hilarious.
Dude, he is fucking one of the funniest people.
Dude, he's such an asshole.
Okay, get ready. And I'm warning you beforehand, get ready to cringe.
It's cringeworthy.
Ready?
This is not good.
Ironic?
Alanis Morissette on James Corden. Yes, ironic.
She updated the lyrics for 2015.
I'm just feeling good. Oh, she, okay, no. Go ahead, play. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
An old friend sends you a Facebook request. You only find out they're racist after you accept.
There's free office cake on the first day of your diet. It's like
fuck her. Just saying.
Can we say how hot she still is?
I would totally fuck her still.
She really is still hot. I agree. It's like swiping it.
Your soulmate, it's a Snapchat that you wish you had saved. It's a funny tweet.
Oh
Oh, God. Oh, this is making me uncomfortable.
Boo! Boo, Wendy! Boo, Wendy Testaburger! Boo! Boo, Wendy! Boo! Boo, Wendy! Boo, Wendy! Liar!
I'm not gonna lie, I kinda like it.
No smoking sign when you brought your vape. It's 10,000 male late night hosts when all you want is just one woman, seriously.
Singing the duet of your dreams and then Alanis Morissette shouting at you. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Thing sucks!
Ironic. And yeah, I really do think.
No! God, please, no! No!
I hate your voice.
Topical.
You're doing it wrong!
You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded.
That's funny. I'm funny.
And good evening, friends!
Oh my God! Tornado! Tornado!
I hit the wrong button.
That's Alan's dog.
Here's the problem with Corden, is he's doing the Jimmy Fallon model where he has to be involved with everything the celebrity is doing.
Yeah,
and it's like, dude, you're a little obnoxious. You gotta pull back.
Longer than Jimmy, though.
No, I think they both kind of got on the air right around the same time.
Thank you, everybody.
Stupid.
No, we're going to get
know.
We'll try
He's
you off.
Very dumb.
Stupid.
I want to know who wrote that for care. Alanis.
Right. Okay, so what do you think?
I'm uncomfortable with where we just went.
Dude, that made me cringe. I didn't like that.
I don't think Alanis wrote that. I think the writers for that TV show, whatever his show is called, wrote that. And that's
and then
really uncomfortable.
She agreed to it because it's like, fuck it, that song was out 20 years ago.
I wouldn't have.
I didn't hate it at all. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, shut up.
Really? I'm serious. I didn't mind it at all.
Just shut your face.
Now, this, I'm going to play it since we're at the music thing. I wanted to play this. So, you know the singer Joss Stone, the female pop singer?
Yes.
Okay.
Leno Jaw,
yes. She, apparently Jimmy Kimmel has something every Monday called Mashup Mondays, where he takes like two performers. So, she lead sang for Stone Temple Pilots in the Interstate Love Song.
Is it
this
good?
For real, really good. I was surprised.
We're going to keep our Mashup Monday series moving full steam ahead with a song.
Free play this?
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel. Kimmel. I keep getting Kimmel.
Yeah, there's like 1,000 hosts, I know.
Kimmel is doing it better than the rest
I
of
agree.
The night hosts.
100%. He's live, too, which is amazing.
Right.
Like, he's not pre-recorded.
There's no taping involved. Like, he's legit, and the rest of them can suck their
I think
dicks.
You're going to like this.
Joss Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, he called it Joss Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh,
it's
pretty cool.
Such a hippo juice thing to say.
It is.
Now I get the mashup.
By the way, what a great song this is.
It is a great song.
It's the actual temple. Is that the actual
Yeah, song? That's the actual band.
Wow.
But except minus heroin.
Of course.
Her voice is fucking nuts. I was impressed.
I love this.
Really good, right?
Yes.
I love
it strangely works.
I love the horn section. This is nuts, right?
I'm really enjoying this, and I didn't think I would.
It's very good. Her voice is good.
They picked the right song for it, too.
They did. You lie. Watch the time.
Don't sing along.
Yeah, I'm going to.
That was weird.
You ruined Josh Stone's little house.
They're my favorite band.
She's very pretty. I've never heard of her.
Yeah, she kind of does like more of like Amy Winehouse type of music, but.
All right, I got something in the chat room. Since we're doing cool covers or whatnot, I think I may have said this last week or 2 weeks ago. I posted a video in the chat room. There's a band called In This Moment, who's a metal band with a chick singer, and they do probably the best cover of Blondie's Call Me I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, I'll play it after this.
This has kind of a Woodstock-y type feeling.
Yes, I was just about to say yes. Very 70s folk
sound. Yeah.
Good voice too.
She really does. You're right, Amy Winehouse. That's the feel. That's what she sounds like.
Yeah, yeah. That, if you listen to any of her catalog, it's more the kind of jazzy kind of classical, but classic rock ish. I really don't know how to actually describe the song she does.
Amy Winehouse is a little more soulful, and this was a little bit more upbeat. Like they made.
No, I'm talking about her regular music that she does, like her actual albums. So,
yeah, her actual music's a lot like Amy Winehouse.
I see.
Pretty cool, huh? That was a cool. I
Amy
that
Winehouse, Duffy, like that kind of realm.
Right.
All right. Yeah. So to cue up this song that I'm presenting, they In This Moment is a very very fast paced metal band where the chick singer, I even forget her name. She's
is it
a bit.
Hailstorm?
No. This is better than Hailstorm. Maria Brink, her name is. She does a lot of screaming in her songs, but this song actually showcases that. Oh, holy shit! This girl can actually fucking sing. So again, this is a cover of Blondie's song "Call Me."
Here we go. Is she?
Okay, I'm digging it so far. But seriously, metal band guitarists need to think of a new pose to guitar.
Yes.
That's a good point. I like her voice. Wow, she's hot.
Yeah.
Shit.
I've heard this. I love this.
This is really good.
She can hit the note on me way better than Blondie ever could.
Yeah, she was always trying to stretch it on that one.
I like the riff. It's really cool. I'm digging it.
I want to hear the bridge.
Yeah.
See how well they do that.
Yeah.
Are you guys noticing like a lot of the throwbacks to the original video?
Yeah, it's really cool.
In the video here, yeah. Or standing the clock, or whatever that was.
This is better than the original.
Yes.
Yes, I would agree.
She's so hot too, shit. I wanted to bite me.
This is a few years old.
Right? Like, you wanted it to be mean? I wanted it to be mean to me.
I wanted to beat me up.
Yeah, I wanted to punch me. All right, let's see what she got.
I feel like those guys all have tight hamstrings that they're trying to stretch out.
Yeah, you're right, though. Maurice, 100% right.
Their stance is obnoxious.
It's the same stance.
Stop it. Put your feet together. Or go into a full split, but don't just stand there.
No, no, no. What they're doing is airing out their balls.
Ah.
Okay.
Not bad.
It's like they're bracing themselves in case their guitar flies out of their hands because they're rocking it so hard.
Yes.
My old band that I had way back in the day, we would mimic that 80s kind of, or just that, you know, rocker, you know, keeping your stance really wide and your guitar in the middle of your balls, kind of you know, stance that Marie was describing earlier. And we'd only do that like maybe once or twice like during the show. And it was mainly to mock people who did that kind of shit. And it was mainly like when we were covering like 80s songs similar to this. Like we used to cover Died in Your Arms Tonight by Cutting Crew.
Must have been something you said.
Yeah, no, that actually got a good response to the crowd. For whatever reason, I don't know, like our take on it, just it worked. And then we'd always open up our show. And it's, by the way, I hate Geico because they're making me relive my old band days because we used to open up with Final Countdown. And we would only play like the first like little stanza, like, you know, and there's Geico commercials now with, if you're the band Europe, you love a Final Countdown, which, by the way, none of those commercials make any sense these
Dutch
days.
Speaking,
if you're Peter Pan, you enjoy being young. Like they're reaching at this point to tie in with their whole thing that they're doing these days. And I hate it.
Speaking of good covers, Dutch.
Yes.
I have one more here for you that I think you want to hear.
You got the power.
I don't think this one's serious.
You're not playing the best one, though.
After all.
I don't think you're being serious.
After all is said and done.
I love this movie so much.
I remember when I first watched, I was cringing so bad when I first watched this movie for these scenes. She's like, oh my God, he thinks he's good.
I think the bass line's too loud. Up my vocals.
My vocals.
I want to hear something that you're going to hate me for.
Sure.
Yes.
I literally, for the first time ever, just watched this movie this weekend.
What is that static noise I'm hearing?
I'm hearing it too. I don't know.
Uh-oh. Is Skype being a bitch?
Hold on, Royce. Turn down the audio of whatever you were just playing.
Now all the audios are off.
Nope. Somebody's being staticky.
Who is it? Is it Mitch?
I can't see through Skype who's being staticky.
Hold on. Everybody hang up one at a time.
All right. I'm going to hang up on Hammy first.
Not you, them.
Oh, everyone else hang up one at a time.
I know it's not me.
Hey, I'll hang up first.
Okay. Oh, it was Mitch.
It was Mitch.
It was totally Mitch.
It was Mitch.
Sorry. Big dumb idiot.
Yeah, Mitch, why don't you fix your cables, big, Mitch?
You medium-sized idiot.
Yeah, you otter-sized idiot. Way to have bad chords, Mitch. Fucking
all right.
Dick.
Mitch is back.
Way to have bad chords, Mitch.
You dumb fuck.
Hey, why?
You're better now. You're better now. You're bad. Don't break another keyboard.
Stop letting your chick touch things, man.
That's the problem.
It's usually always Sherry's fault.
Sherry has right now, and I guarantee you, I haven't seen it. She's jerking off her mic stand. But Jerry.
No, dude. Sherry is going to become like that one character on Parks and Rec.
Yes, that everybody hates.
Season, it just changes names. It started out as Larry, then it became Jerry, then it was Barry.
Then Gary. Now, listen. Gary.
So this season right now, you're going to be Larry.
Yeah, now listen, Larry. Why don't you...
Carol from Archer.
Larry, why don't you get off of fucking Pinterest and pay attention to us?
I am not on Pinterest at the moment.
No, she's on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm paying attention. I'm paying attention.
She's on Grindr.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Somebody from Mitch.
What do you think of this guy, baby?
Woo.
Anyways, Mitch, why are we going to hate you?
Oh, yeah. Why are we going to hate you?
Because I have never seen Boogie Nights up until this weekend. Even though you guys all talk about it.
Yeah, we reference it like every other week.
And I just finally watched it this past weekend.
And you loved it.
It was awesome.
Told you.
I'm going to make you even angrier. I've yet to see the whole thing through.
Come on. on, Hammy.
I've never seen it.
I tell Hammy
he's the most enraging Dutch. Anybody I've ever met as far as the lack of movies he's ever seen.
Dutch, I tell Hammy on Brains 2, you should really watch the Fargo TV show. He goes, should I watch the movie first? I'm like, you haven't seen Fargo?
How have you not seen that movie?
The TV show. The current season is technically before the movie, so...
I mean, you can watch whatever order you want, but have you not seen one of the best movies ever made?
I kind of hate you a little bit right now.
A little bit.
Oh, Hammy.
I get so annoyed at this fucking lack of fucking film taste.
Hammy,
it's amazing.
Slap yourself for not watching Fargo.
Yeah, you really should. There you go. Thank you. He's going to get turned on now. Don't do that. Because Hammy jerks off into food, remember. That's his go-to move.
Right.
Well, what Royce had me watch this weekend was the Back to the Future documentary, which is good up until part two, The Fans.
Yeah, we watched.
Holy shit.
There's a documentary on Netflix about Back to the Future called
Back in Time.
Back in Time. And it's all the, you know, all the people from the movie.
Back in Time.
Huey Lewis is in it, too, talking about how he wrote the
song.
Love
Huey Lewis.
Yeah, they had most of the actors.
Huey Lewis was one of my favorite bands. I know I said it before, to see live.
Oh, yeah.
To this day, he was so fucking good.
He rocked it.
He sounds exactly
the same.
I
really want to see him.
He crushed it. Like, they crushed it.
It made my year.
Yeah, they were really, really good. Like, we saw.
Hold on. Here's the thing. Like, with certain bands like Huey Lewis, we could potentially get them as interviews.
I'm sure we could.
No,
they're so
big.
Because they're still doing things that need promotion, and they probably don't understand internet.
Oh, yeah,
whatever,
I'm sure we
that
could.
Much.
Oh, you think we could, like, hoodwink them?
Yes.
I just
but, like, they mean so much to us.
I just want to stop all of you right there. Hammy posted that list of movies that everyone has seen except for Hammy. What the fuck do you do? Like, look at all of these movies that you haven't seen. You haven't seen any Rambo. You haven't...
Oh, my God. Here's the list. That's right. Hammy has it on his brain.
We did a bit 4 years ago on Brain Stew where we went through a Netflix list and we came up with a list of 100 classic movies everyone's seen except...
Hold on. You haven't seen fucking Demolition Man?
How have you not seen... You didn't even use the Three Seashells.
You know, hold on. I haven't seen that either.
Watch Demolition Man, Dutch.
Okay, I know.
You guys are all yelling about the wrong things.
It's Sherry's new favorite movie to quote all the time.
You should really be yelling at Hammy for the promotional podcast banner at the top because none of those are applicable anymore. Nor have they been for many.
That's from an old version of my website that I don't know how to delete, but it's still there because the list is still kind of accurate.
Hey, Mitch.
You are fined one credit for a violation of the verbal morality statute.
Oh. Hammy, when can I see the penalty box on Edge FM?
I don't know. I'm going to check out Lust and Love this weekend.
Ooh, right after Ham Radio. What the fuck is this?
Dude, this is
from 2011.
This is a goddamn time machine I stepped into.
It really is.
This is weird. Okay, you haven't seen Billy... Hold on. Back to the movie. You haven't seen Billy Madison?
No.
Blazing Saddles?
Nope.
This came out in 2011. You've had time to watch them.
Yeah, haven't you started crossing these off your list?
The Shawshank Redemption?
No, I still haven't saw that. I saw Gangs of New York off the list. I saw Gremlins. I saw RoboCop. And where's the other one? And I want to say...
You haven't seen...
I want to say Super Troopers.
You haven't seen...
I was going to say, I hope Super Troopers is on that list.
He hasn't
seen... That was the
seen,
first thing one I was going to yell
he
at
He hasn't
about.
Seen Fight Club.
Was Gizmo not the cutest thing ever?
Gizmo's adorable.
Hammy, are you averaging a movie a year?
Seems like that's the pace he's on.
All right, you know what I want to do, and Hammy, if you're up for
Starship Troopers,
I know you have your own shows and whatever, but for just Dutch and Royce, I know you can't do it every week, but I would like for you to do Hammy's Back in Time movie reviews, just a 5-minute review that you could record, watch a movie, and record the review for us.
A classic movie.
Yeah, from the list.
Everybody has seen, but you're seeing it for the first time with fresh eyes.
Like, I want to... But that's actually pretty cool. I'll say that. Like, it would be cool to see what somebody thinks of Blazing Saddles, who didn't watch it many years ago. Like, I'm really
late
curious.
Late to the scene movie reviewer.
Right, yeah.
Should I pull like a riff tracks and record my initial reactions to the movie itself?
Actually, that sounds awesome.
I mean, do more work for us. Yeah.
But I mean, I meant just like a 5-minute review afterwards, because I know you write up the movie reviews anyway, and they're really good. But I would like to see your reviews of movies. Like, I want it, because that's also a good gauge. It's like, are these movies really that good, or did I just like them because of when they came out?
You basically
you were younger when it came
out. You haven't seen any of the Ghostbusters?
You basically want Hammy to do the Jim Gaffigan bit. Hey, I just saw Heat.
It came out like 20 years ago. Yeah, but I want to talk about it now. God, I love that.
Hey, I just... Broderick is the funniest human being alive.
I love him.
Oh, God.
You haven't seen Raging Bull. Raging fucking Bull? Come on. Starship Troopers? We did a riff track.
Starship Troopers.
We did a riff track of it.
Dude, that's an egregious foul right there.
Shawshank.
Give it to Hammy. Is he at least having sex again?
No, I mean, good for him, but but he's a movie virgin.
Actually, Hammy,
here's the thing, though. He wasn't getting fucked before, which you would think he would use that time to watch movies.
I take it back. You should multitask and watch movies while you fuck.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I cannot. I'm blown away by some of these. Like, some of them I'm okay with. Like, I'm okay. I get it. You know, but some of them, like, you haven't seen any of the diehards?
Only the newest one.
You watched the worst one first?
Why?
That's no! like watching the last newest Star Wars movie first.
It's like only watching the new Jurassic Park. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, I like the Jar Jar one.
I mean, no, he's like a comic relief. It's good.
Fucking goddamn it. Hammy's gonna see the all-female Ghostbusters before he sees the original. He's gonna love it.
Hammy,
I'm spoiled so much by new technology and new quality of like the movies. I'm gonna watch an old movie and be like, "The film quality fucking sucks."
Yeah, well, duh, if you do that. But
Hammy's the guy that only watches the part two Disney movies that are straight to DVD.
Yeah, he watches Jafar's Revenge, Aladdin 2. Fucking
Hamster, tell me you've seen in the last year since you've or 2 years, how many years ago was when you made this?
Four.
Series?
Four.
Have you seen The Big Lebowski?
No.
Dude. So you would get that because
you're being really undude right now. And
you're so undude.
And I don't even
Hammy,
know.
Hammy?
This is a private residence.
Hey, Dutch, the carpet really ties together the room.
I actually admitted on
Shut
break.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Hey, don't fuck with the Jesus.
Tonight that if I saw all these movies, I would get half the references you people make all the time.
Whoa, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean by you people?
You people, as in you guys on
Skype. Oh, okay. I thought you were racist. Yes,
Nothing
Marine.
Nothing better than that scene of fucking, fat guy.
Goodman.
Goodman, yeah, John Goodman. When they spread out the ashes, and it just blows back in their face.
Oh, fuck.
I never laughed harder in my life than that scene.
Oh, God. Is that your favorite Coen Brothers movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Mine is Fargo. 100%. Mine's Fargo. Yes, Marie.
Hammy, have you seen The Godfathers?
Yeah, I've seen The Godfathers.
Oh, he's seen a movie that I haven't seen. I haven't seen any of The Godfathers.
I'll tell you why. I hate that movie. I don't know why.
I'll tell you why. It's because no one. Every time I say I haven't seen the Godfather movies,
it's that they're
goes,
good. But I tell Marie, I'm like, but it's so long. I don't
exactly.
want to get into it. That's the problem.
No one ever wants to get into it with me, and I'm never going to see the Godfather.
Because if you watch one, then you have to watch two, because two arguably is better than one.
And then never watch three.
And never watch three. You never watch three.
It will ruin one and two for
you.
You
never go ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
Never go ass to mouth.
But you know, but that's okay. Everyone probably has maybe one or two big ones. But
speaking of you never go ass, I saw Clerks 2 long before I saw the original. Like just like within the last 2 years.
Dude.
That's sacrilege.
The last 2 years, I finally saw the original Clerks.
And I bet you didn't like it.
What is the point of, okay, so you know like either a movie is like a sequel or a trilogy or the fourth thing in a series. Like why would you watch that before you watch the other ones? I would never want to do that.
It came out in the past 10 years. I've most likely seen it. Whereas... more than 10 years ago, I'd be like, no, I have no interest in watching.
That's just you giving up. You're like, I'm never going
to
see the first one.
Are you allergic to like rental places or Redbox or downloading things? You only can go to the theaters?
No, I just like seeing the new movies instead of researching and watching old ones.
By the way,
if something is like a sequel or a third movie in a trilogy that you can't.
Marie,
I hate you right now.
Marie is actually getting a lot of love for the Jar Jar one joke. I got to point that
out. That's funny.
That was a very good joke, and I don't think it was very good.
Thank you, guys.
You haven't seen the Blues Brothers?
No.
We're not on a mission from God. Not with you. You haven't seen any of the Bourne movies?
No.
Those aren't actually that bad.
They're fun to watch.
I like the Bourne movies.
You're not really missing
anything.
They're
not classics, though.
Yeah. No.
No, they're not. They're not.
I, from what I've heard, the Bourne movies are basically James Bond with memory wiping.
Yes.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, but a little more brutal.
More brutal, definitely more
and
brutal.
And there's no, like, cheesiness to it. There's no, you know, it's a little dark in nature, yeah, to be honest.
Bourne isn't slick or a spy. He doesn't know what's going on.
No one-liners, none of that nonsense.
You haven't seen Major League?
No.
Oh, my God.
Okay, fine. This isn't on the list, so I have to ask. Have you seen Sandlot?
No.
You're killing me, Smalls.
You really are killing me, Smalls.
You're an L7 weenie. I can't.
So how do you want to do this? I'll do one every week if you want.
You pick. Let's pick one for. I want to pick one for him this week. We should start with one of the bigger ones, right? So he gets
Demolition
one.
Demolition Man has to be that.
There you go. Let's go with Demolition Man.
There you go.
All right. How do you want me to present the review? Do you want me to do
a quick here's the thing. We're trying to go viral here, so make it like a no longer in 60 seconds. Bam, and we have to title it something like, you know, guy who's getting back on. What would I say earlier? It
has to be longer than 60 seconds. I would say 3 minutes because I 60 seconds.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Let's give him two.
And do you want an audio or video?
Video would be video great. Works. Video, okay. Video, but put it on YouTube. I would love to. We need a name for this.
Dutch is
I
really.
I had a name earlier. And
Dutch
I
is
what
really.
I said.
He's really good at coming up with names. They're short and concise and to the point. Go ahead, Dutch.
I said it earlier and I forgot what it was.
Like Dutch's patented gator glue traps.com.
Yeah, he's really good at it. Yeah, Hammy watches so old movies and does
it in there. And I didn't spell it correctly. I spell about, like patent with two T's.
What were you going to say, Mitch?
I was going to say, what about former fat guy watches formerly topical movies?
Actually, you know what? I kind of like that, though. That's not bad.
That's not that bad.
Former fat guy watches formerly popular movies.
Now that I'm thin, I have to re-enjoy everything.
Thinner.
Oh, curse you, Thinner.
I said earlier, it worked.
Have you seen the movie Thinner?
No.
Come on.
That's not a movie.
The movie Thinner?
I didn't even know there was a movie called Thinner.
Stephen King.
No.
It's all about paint.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of Stephen King, The Shining's on there. Haven't seen The Shining.
I actually saw The Shining.
Are you serious?
I saw The Shining after I saw the episode of The Simpsons making fun of The Shining, and I was laughing through the entire movie.
All work and no play makes Hammy a dull boy.
Because I was just like, oh, I get it now.
You're the best damn bartender here, Lloyd.
Dutch, I think Hammy needs to be corrected. Okay, let's do Demolition Man. I agree. Let's go with Demolition
Man. Yeah, let's
start
with that, yeah.
I think you'll like it. I like it. I mean, but then again, like I said, I liked it from so long ago. But
I
watched it recently. I still like it.
I haven't seen it.
Rob Schneider's in it.
Okay, I'm not watching it.
Rob Schneider?
Is it Stapler?
I have a boycott on anybody who is either Adam Sandler or any of his friends.
No, he's not in Demolition Man. He's in Judge Dredd.
He is in Demolition Man. He's one of the cops. He doesn't know how to use the three seashells.
Right.
Doesn't know how to use
this guy doesn't know how to use the three seashells. Yes.
All right. So I'll watch a movie every week that you guys pick off the list.
Yes.
And I'll do a 2-minute video review
of
it.
Perfect. I am absolutely. I am so excited for this. It's ridiculous because I really want to see what these movies mean to someone who hasn't seen them. It's really weird because this is like a rare thing where you have fresh eyes for something that you watch a long
time.
Right.
And it's like, oh, did this hold up because I was young at the time and it was awesome at that particular time? Or does this still hold up?
Hammy is like our personal movie time capsule. He's been preserved.
Oh, that's right. Oh, this is going to be amazing. I cannot wait. Oh, my God. You have, of course, the fucking Full Metal Jacket. Come on, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did knock that off the list.
Oh, good.
I saw Full Metal Jacket and I hated it.
Half of the movie's good. Half of it's bad.
I know what the next movie after Demolition Man should be, by the way.
What's that?
Fargo.
Oh, I agree. Fargo. Yes. Fucking, I love Fargo.
The amount of times we fucking quote that on this show.
That movie.
Well, also because we're doing the TV review.
Well, you know, you have
to
have that true coat.
It comes straight from factory.
If you're going to listen to our review of Fargo season 2 on More Like Radio Wednesday evenings, then you really should watch the TV
He was
show.
Funny looking how?
I don't know. Just kind of
just kind of like funny looking.
He wasn't.
I feel like I just want to have Mitch and Sherry do the quotes from the
As a matter of fact, they're the ones
that we can't because they live there.
Well, let's just sell that down there in Brainerd.
Sherry, do me a favor. Say go Bears.
Go Bears.
Perfect. God, she's not even trying and she sounds like it.
You've seen the movie, right, Sherry?
Yeah.
Of course. Everyone up there has seen Fargo. It's part of their life.
Joel, that's a really dumb question because all we have to do is mention anything and they send me a picture of the actual sign for Moose Lake.
That yes, every time.
Every time I drive up north, I take a picture of the
true.
Sign that says, is it for Moose Lake in 1 mile?
You did. He sent us a picture of Moose Lake.
I've done it for
is
the
past. Is that your friend in the chipper there, eh?
Hey. So I called it in. End of story.
End of story.
End of story.
I fucking love that movie.
Okay, that has to be the second one I watched.
Oh, so good.
I kind of want that to be the first one.
A year ago.
You only saw it a year ago?
Yeah.
Oh, God, how can you? You talk just
right
like
before
them.
Before the TV show started, so we watched it.
And Mitch yelled at me. No, it was right before right because before? You yelled at me because I haven't seen it before. Oh, yeah. No, I think it was a few months before the show.
I just want to
say. Oh, yeah, I'll fax that. I'll send that right over.
Let's just settle the right here in Brainerd. I can't. God, it's my deal here, Wade.
Hammy gets none of this.
I get none of it.
He gets I'm none of it.
The just... point is you need to watch this so you can be on the inside joke.
I'm not sure I agree 100% with your police work there, Lou.
Hammy, just you wait. You're going to laugh in 2 weeks.
It is the funniest, darkest movie. Dude, it's Coen Brothers to a T.
You're darn tootin'.
Hammy wouldn't know because he doesn't watch any movies, so he doesn't know any other
ones. Okay, yeah. Well, the Coen Brothers were directors. Oh, never mind.
Ah, hun, you got Arby's all over me. Fucking, I brought you Nightcrawlers. God, I love that movie. Oh, fuck. Sorry, I can't. I love everything.
No, I'm just puking.
All right, so now as far as the review itself goes, do you want just a straight up review? Straight review.
What you actually thought.
Yeah, like you were just reviewing.
Everybody else's. Don't look at Rotten Tomatoes or anything.
Ignore them.
Okay. What did Hammy Hamster think about it?
But Hammy,
review it as a movie that just came out.
Right.
Okay. Awesome.
But cool. Exactly. But he should have a shtick. Is he angry? Is he hyper?
No, he's Hammy. He's Hammy. Hammy's shtick is Hammy. He's set. Trust me, he's had no problem.
Okay.
Mind if I sit down here? I'm carrying quite a load.
Hammy's new reviews to old movies.
God, I can't wait.
Or something along those lines.
I hope that you title it exactly that with a comma.
or something along those lines.
New reviews, comma, to old movies.
Or something along those lines.
Or something along those lines. That it was long comma, title.
Semicolon. Or something along those lines.
Where is PancakeHouse?
.com.
Oh, fuck. I don't know how. I love that movie so very much. And I love Lebowski.
I want to watch it again.
Me too.
We've been reciting it for the last 10 minutes, and I want to watch it again.
That's a movie that I could watch 100 times and never get sick of it because it's.
Please don't.
The way that they get directed, it's so fucking dark, but so funny at the same time.
When that Asian guy is hitting on her, oh my God. You're a super lady!
Don't worry, Hammy. You'll get it.
God.
Royce is just getting his excitement out.
Oh. Have you seen any Coen Brothers movie or no?
Which movies did they direct?
Oh, my God.
You obviously haven't seen Fargo and you haven't seen
Lebowski
and
Raising Arizona.
No.
There's no way you've seen that.
Oh, wait. What was the one they got the Oscar for a couple of years ago?
No
Country for Old Men.
No.
That's a recent movie, though. You said you like watching movies.
What's the one with fucking Tim Robbins with the hula hoop? Fuck, I can't believe I forgot the name.
Oh, I saw Oh Brother, We're Out Now.
Okay.
Is that Coen Brothers?
Yeah, it is, but it's not their best movie.
Oh, you shut your mouth.
It's not better than Fargo.
It is catchy as fuck.
It's better than Fargo.
Dang, we're in a tight spot.
They went to a different realm in that one with the whole slash musical, but also going off an Aesop Fable kind of thing.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked.
Oh, I've seen the True Grit remake. I've seen
that's good.
That's very good. That one. Yeah,
that's.
I saw. Let's see, Burn After Reading.
That was okay. I actually like that movie. Brad Pitt's
seen
in
that
it.
One, no.
It's good. You should watch it. It's not
Lady
it's not,
Killers.
I haven't seen Lady Killers.
No, that's a funny movie.
I have to watch it. I haven't seen it.
I still think of Burn After Reading whenever I'm on the treadmill and a song I like comes on and he starts doing the fist pump in the air as he's running. I do that. That's applicable, right?
Now, could that be
contribution.
Could that be a dealer plate? Oh, fucking Christ. The little things.
He's still going.
I can't. I love the movie so very much. So you were having sex with a little fella then?
You need to stop.
Okay, sorry.
It's getting too far.
So Hammy, he was a funny looking guy.
I couldn't really say he wasn't circumcised. If that helps.
Hammy is not enjoying this. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I couldn't really say.
You know, just right. You know, I don't know. Just funny looking.
At least quote it in order so that Hammy doesn't have to watch the movie.
I don't
you
care.
Just reenact it for him.
We're all over the place with those. That's well,
the good thing is my short term memory is horrendous, so I'll forget the last 15 minutes.
Oh, perfect.
For when I watch the movie.
Good job.
You're like a goldfish.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, fuck. Don't interrupt me, Jerry. Don't ever interrupt me. Sorry.
Are you done?
I'm done. I'm really finished.
Thank you.
You'll be like, dude, there was like, it was an all-star cast in the movie too. And I think like, didn't they win Best Picture that year or did they just get beat out by something gay? They got, like they didn't Shakespeare win. Falls in Love or something.
I think they won a bunch of shit for that movie.
I know that. I think the girl, what's her face? Won Best Actress. I know that.
They won two Academy Awards and they won a BAFTA award.
Yeah,
they got Best Actress and Best Original Screenplay.
Yeah, and that guy's dead, and I don't. That guy's dead, and I don't mean of old age. Jeez, I'm going crazy out here by the lake.
I thought we said we were done.
I am done. I can't. I can't help it. I love that movie so very much.
Oh, I feel like I need to go watch it. I was gonna catch up on TV shows that I haven't had tonight. But I feel like I'm going to go just rent that now.
All I
Why don't
do.
You make sure that you've watched Fargo, the TV series, so that you can participate tomorrow in our review?
Okay.
It's actually, this season's been really fucking good.
How many am I behind?
Five?
Five?
No.
Four or five, Mitch?
Probably four. I feel like Dutch hasn't seen the last four.
You guys mentioned TV shows you're watching. I'm getting the girlfriend really into Doctor Who, and we're just about done with David Tennant's Doctor. And she said we were thinking about a show that she can introduce to me that she really loves that I haven't seen, which is basically anything. So she's going to show me.
Please let it be gay porn.
Grey's Anatomy.
She's showing me House of Cards.
Exactly, gay porn.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm going to start finally watching House of Cards.
Is great.
That's a good one. You should watch that one.
Except for this last season, it just seemed too like real life political slow and not so much.
I liked it. It was all right. I mean, it wasn't their best season.
Yeah,
but I liked
season
it.
Three was not their best season.
So, I mean, she works for a New York State senator. So she's really into anything political on TV or whatnot. And she it can't stop bragging about House of Cards. And I'm like, all right, well, if I'm bragging about Doctor Who, I'll check out House of Cards.
Does she think that it's accurate to real life?
Doctor Who?
I've never asked her that.
When can she come on the show?
Yeah, when is she going to come on the show so we could talk to her?
First of all, I didn't know you actually had a real legit girlfriend.
And she's hot. And she's hot. Which blows my mind.
Is this the one that we were yelling about the last time?
Yes,
you were on?
That's the one.
Yes.
Oh, you lucky piece of shit.
Right?
Yeah.
He's doing good.
Good for you, buddy.
And you know us. We don't lie. We didn't like your fucking soon-to-be ex-wife, but we like this one. We didn't like Easter Island Head.
I mean, we were polite because she was married to you.
You were polite.
I was polite.
We're polite.
But yeah, the new one's better.
She was kind of funny looking.
Stop.
What do you mean kind of funny looking?
You know, just funny looking in a regular kind of way.
So.
Fucking love them. Oh God!
All right, so apparently she's listening right now.
Awesome! Tell her hi.
Hey, we think you're hot. We want to see your butt.
Yeah, show us your.
Show us your butt.
She just said, "Text me. Veep is more accurate than House of Cards."
Cool. Now here's another follow up question to that. Show us your snatch.
Show your titties. Show them to me. I want to see your titties. Show them to me.
There you go.
Thank you for that, Sherry.
I think she'll like us.
I like Sherry's contribution to things.
Show us your boobs!
Oh, fuck.
Well, thank you for answering my question, because that was one thing that I was always worried about watching House of Cards was, oh, God, I hope this isn't what really happens.
I think it's more true than you actually believe. I really believe that a lot of this shit goes on.
I mean,
I wouldn't be the least bit surprised.
Some of it has to, but I was hoping that it's mostly fabricated.
She really is way too attractive for you, Hammy. Just putting that out there for you.
Oh, I know. Okay. That I'm not.
Completely outkick your coverage.
I mean, that's actually a good compliment. You know, I mean, that great for you. Shows you personality gets you a long way.
It sure does.
It gets you that way.
Yeah.
That far.
You don't have a good personality.
I'm sorry?
Mitch?
No, she's talking about me.
No.
I'm saying, you know, personality goes a long way, and I said it works for me.
Yeah, you don't have a good personality. You had holy jeans and a great ass.
Oh, so it's just my ass.
Yes.
Well, okay. Sherry is honest, and I love it.
I mean, if everyone else wants.
Uh-oh, we're looking at his butt. He does have a nice butt. I give it to him. It's just, I don't have a butt at all.
It's cute and cupable.
I know way too much about
his butt.
I know way too much about Mitch's body.
I have seen him completely naked in a national forest. I was lookout for him while he was completely naked.
And in
naked.
Your dining room.
Yeah, and in my dining room. You're right.
I'm looking at your last year's Christmas card right now, where you were just holding a box.
Oh, we figured out how to make it better.
Have you seen, that reminded me, have you seen Seven, Hammy?
No.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Why do you still quote guys talking about earlier?
So the six of us are all going to be in
Branson
for New Year's. So probably a lot of nudity happening there.
Yeah,
we should probably get out of here though.
We should. We have to. We got to skedaddle.
It's late.
Told me to call it in, so I called it in.
Oh, all right, fuck. Royce, why you better?
Let's see. Oh, I'm better because I'm cooperating here.
I forgot about that one.
I was saving that one.
Mitch, way better.
Oh, well, you know, I'm better than you because every time I go up north, I send you a picture of Moose Lake.
So fucking true.
Sherry?
I am better than you because my boyfriend has a cute, cupable ass.
He really does.
I don't like it. It bothers me.
Chris Hamster Hamill?
I'm better than you because I don't annoy everyone with Fargo references.
You will when you watch it.
Yes, you will. Marie?
I'm better than you because I came up with Shut Up, Facebook.
And Dutch, why are you better?
I am better than you because I had this clip that I wanted to play and it's not playing now.
Game, Doug! Woo!
Eh, whatever. It'll make sense later.
No, it won't.
Maybe it will.
Hey, don't forget, tomorrow night is Hippo Juice from 7 to 9 p.m. Whoop, here on
RollerGrid. Yeah, last week Daddy had a tummy ache, but this week for sure I'm doing it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know how bummed I was when you said you weren't doing it?
Well, no, you weren't. You were driving. You were going
to
be late.
I know. I still wanted to do the show. I was all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
I fucking love that clip. I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Come at you like a spider monkey.
Another movie Hammy hasn't seen.
Have you seen
Talladega Nights, Hammy?
Talladega Nights?
No.
Okay.
What? I don't know. It's a newer movie.
We'll see you guys next week. That's the noise.